Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends. Parshat Terumah, Exodus 25:1 through 27:19. The Bridge. Up until Parshat Terumah, we hear nothing mentioned about a plan to build a mishkan, a tabernacle. God had delivered the children of Israel from Egypt, taken them to be his Am Segula, treasured people, and given them his Torah. It seemed like a finished product, with the exception of taking them to their land. Now, however, Moses comes back down Mount Sinai and begins communicating the plans Hashem has given him to build a portable structure that they would set up and tear down at each of their encampments. The Mishkan would become a holy edifice that would allow interaction between God and man. It would be something like a portal by which the priesthood would be able to enter the presence of the Almighty, similar to what only Moses was allowed to do thus far. But in order to accomplish this momentous task, the children of Israel would have to work together for this common cause. The Torah records for us Hashem's request. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the people of Israel that they take for me a contribution. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall receive the contribution for me." That's Exodus 25, 1 and 2. What was the goal? Was it so that God could dwell in a structure? Was it so that they could rival pagan religious practices? No. He gives Moses the reason. He said, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst." That's Exodus 25:8. Hashem desired the tabernacle to be built for this single reason. He wanted to create a bridge between God and man, an edifice that could cross over both time and space to bring man into union with his Creator. But in order for this structure to fulfill its purpose, it couldn't be just a structure. It had to be built in such a way that it was a miniature copy of the divine tabernacle that already existed in the heavenly realm. Hashem told Moses, "Exactly as I show you concerning the pattern of the tabernacle and of all its furniture, so you shall make it." That's Exodus 25:9. The author of the book of Hebrews emphasizes this point by saying that the tabernacle is created to, quote, "serve as a copy and shadow of the heavenly things." That's Hebrews 8:5. It was to be the closest thing on earth to the dwelling place of God in heaven. Its sanctity, or holiness, was unparalleled. But this sanctity could not exist without boundaries. Holiness can only exist within boundaries because holiness is defined in terms of boundaries. The tabernacle proper, all its furnishings, was strictly off limits to the common Israelite. Only the Levites were allowed access to this holy house, and even they were limited in their access. Portions of it were accessible only by the Kohanim, the priesthood. But if the idea of the tabernacle was to be a bridge between God and man, then why was access to it restricted to a select group of people? Shouldn't it have been freely accessible to everyone? In a marriage, intimacy is not achieved through allowing others equal access to our spouses. Intimacy is achieved only through establishing the proper boundaries in order to protect the relationship between a man and his wife. In a healthy marriage, no one else should occupy the space in our hearts reserved only for our spouse. This is a protection against infidelity. Why does the Ark of the Covenant alone rest in the heart of the tabernacle? Because it contained the covenant, the boundaries that allowed for God's intimacy with man. True intimacy exists within boundaries. The world wants us to believe that boundaries are barriers to intimacy. Unfortunately, a large majority of the church has fallen for this line of reasoning as well. However, rather than barriers, those boundaries are what undergird holiness and intimacy. the tabernacle established boundaries for the children of Israel, but only for the purpose of becoming a bridge by which they could encounter the God of the universe. The Torah establishes boundaries between common man and a holy God. We can view it as either a barrier or a bridge. Which one do you see it as?
Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.